This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of tawassul. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of tawassul in spiritual wayfaring. We know that in the Islamic lifestyle, it is necessary to have the purification or to gain the purification. And one of the ways of gaining the purification is to know about the types of the tawassul. One of the most important types of tawassul is to send salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, is to say salawat for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his holy progeny. As it is said in the Quran that إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, that certainly indeed Allah and His angels, they send salawat عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, upon the Prophet, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O those who believed, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. It is necessary upon us to say salam to the Prophet and his holy progeny and to say salawat. Now, what is the best way of saying salawat? Because, you know, we have many types. We can see some says sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some, when they read the salawat, they say the salawat of Ibrahimi, which is known as, you know, saying salawat that, oh Allah, send the salat, send the peace upon the Prophet and his progeny, the way you have sent the peace upon the Prophet Abraham and his progeny. And obviously we have another way of saying, which is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Which one to adopt, actually? The answer is the one you read in your daily prayers. At the time of tashahhud, every single Muslim has to say salawat when they are at the prayer in the state of tashahhud. So if someone is saying a salawat in the tashahhud, other than the prayer, he has to say the same salawat in his routine life. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of types of tawassul in the spiritual wayfaring in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that the salawat is one of the other ways of tawassul, and this is the most important way. Why? Because this is something which Allah and His angels are doing. And anything which Allah is doing or His angels are doing, if we do the same thing and we are ordered to do this, because the word sallu is there, that you must send peace upon the Prophet and his holy progeny. So when it is there, then this is an order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must do this. And definitely, when we do this, with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. It is the mean of getting nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said that which salawat which we need to do is the one that we perform in the tashahhud. In the tashahhud, no matter whether the person is Sunni or he is a Shia, they both, when they are at the state of tashahhud, they send salawat upon Muhammad and Ali Muhammad wa Alihi. They mention both of them. Therefore, it is necessary that in our routine life, when we take the name of the Prophet, we should not say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, we need to say sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Or when we are reading the salawat, we are sending a salawat, we should say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. And that is what Allah has obliged us to do in the daily prayers. So something which is in the daily prayers, we must do that. And on the other hand, because we are talking about the ways or the spiritual wayfaring, in the spiritual wayfaring, when we are doing tawassul, the best thing is to have this dhikr of salawat always on our tongues, on the daily basis. And that's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also has said that لا يزال الدعاء محجوبا حتى يصلي على محمد وآل محمد. That Allah never, you know, refuses a dua if it is with the salawat ala Muhammad wa al Muhammad. If it has a salawat, Allah accepts that dua, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.